King of Glory. Oh man, I could just say that all day. I should. Let's just do that for this video. King of Glory. Fling wide you heavenly gates, and the King of Glory is gonna come in. Fling wide you heavenly gates, let the King of Glory come in. Let the King of Glory come into the earth realm. As you fling wide your heavenly gates, because you are a gate, you're a portal of the Lord to come through. Just like Jesus when he walked the earth. You know, he laid hands on the sick and they were healed. He was a portal, releasing living words, spirit-filled words that were people living in the earth's dimension said, like, no man ever spoke like this man, because he was releasing words from a different dimension, from a different reality than they were used to. He was speaking what his father was saying, and this, what his father said had life within it to bring change, to destroy death, hell, the devil, all the works of darkness. It was filled with light. His words were light and spirit and life. And so those words had the power to bring change. Fling wide you heavenly gates, and the King of Glory will come in. The King of Glory. Who is this King of Glory? Who is this King of Glory? Fling wide your first love gate. You'll see. Not only you, but those around you will see. Fling wide you heavenly gate. Don't be closed off. Don't be capped off. You got to keep that well of salvation. Just constantly drawing from him and releasing, giving drinks to those around you. Be a life-giving spirit, just like your big brother. Jesus is a life-giving spirit, and you're made in his image to give his spirit so that others can taste and see. Just the same measure that you've seen, you can release the testimony of Jesus being the spirit of prophecy and open up the eyes of the blind, so that they can see him. You know, Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men to me. You know, you lift up Jesus through your words, your life, your every part of you is just, you know, you're crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, you live, but Christ lives in you, his life flowing through you. People will see that. And they'll glorify your Father in heaven. Hallelujah. When they see your Father in heaven in you. You know, Jesus said himself, like, he who sees me sees the Father, right? Shouldn't we be able to say that? He who sees us will see Jesus. Those who see us see not me, but Christ living in me. So that they can see the Father in us. You need to be so dead to yourself that you could actually say that. He who sees me sees Jesus. Christ in me, the hope of glory. That hope will manifest a realm of glory for those people to see. And they can taste him. What are they going to taste? They're going to taste the fruit of the Spirit. They're going to taste some joy, man. They're going to taste his love. You know, just, you know, fruit is not just like, you know, like the way a Westerner will look at an apple or a grape. Fruit is spirit. And they taste through their heart. It's an atmosphere, a realm that you could actually taste and see God. You may not see him with your physical eyes. You may not taste him with your natural mouth. But you will, like, there's a realm that shows up where you can, like, oh, man, God is here. And then the tears roll down and you just receive him. And, oh, man. It's like everything you've ever lived for, everything you've ever desired, everything. You find the purpose of life. And it is love. And God is love. You find the purpose of life. When you can release life through your gates, being a life-giving spirit, people around you will taste life too. But you got to be patient with people. That's another fruit of the Spirit, because a lot of times they're so deep in bondage that they'll actually call you Satan. They'll persecute you. They'll say you're delusional. They'll say all manner of things and word curses. And you still have to be able to stand your holy ground, not lash back out and condemn them back, because that's what they're releasing upon you. It's a spirit of condemnation. It's a demon. And you have to be able to recognize that. Look past the person, because you're wrestling a spirit and a principality or a power that has blinded this person. And you wrestle that thing out of the way, and you stand your holy ground, and they will see God eventually. Because God's going to pour out His Spirit upon all flesh. Deceived, sanctified, animals, you know, Pharisees, religious, you know, people who have been stuck in religion, people who are walking in the glory, they're like, oh wow, another level. But it's God's going to pour out His Spirit on all flesh. And you just have to walk in spiritual understanding that comes from spending time with your Father in heaven, to know that these people need deliverance. They need Jesus. They need the river of life to wash the earth dust away, the dust that has capped them off. And you have to be love. You have to be Jesus. They have to see, you have to be so dead to yourself that it is not you living anymore, but Jesus living through you. And if they try to glorify you, listen. When Paul was on the, he got shipwrecked and then he landed on this island or something like that. They said that, you know, they were warming themselves by a fire or something in the book of Acts. And then a snake jumped out and bit Paul in the hand. And then everyone around him was like, oh man, this man is getting what he deserves. He deserves to die. He's a criminal. So they're like judging him, like, you know, the mind of man, it's amusing sometimes. Like, yeah, he's getting what he deserves. And then when Paul just shook it off, he shook off the snake. He didn't turn to them and rebuke them. He just shook off the snake, flicked it in the fire. Come on, we need to shake off everything that's been biting on us, gnawing on us, shake it off in the fire of God. Let the fire of God burn in your heart and burn off every other word that's not from your Father. And after a while, they're like, they saw that he didn't die. And they're like, they went from condemning him, judging him, to saying, oh wow, he's a God. He went from the, you know, the condemnation to like praising him as a God. You know, double-minded men are unstable in all their ways. Just realize, like, you don't go by what man thinks. You go by revelation of God. You go by what God says in His Word, written and revealed by the Holy Spirit in your heart. Tree of life. Not the knowledge of good and evil. You go by the tree of life. So, if you have this double-minded man is just exposed right there. Like, wow, 1 minute they're like saying he's a demon. He deserves to die. Next minute, they're worshiping. They want to worship him as a God. So you don't go by what Pharisees say. You only follow the voice of your Father. Your Father is Spirit and life. The more you walk in the Spirit, the more you like live in the Spirit, the more you spend time with Holy Spirit, the more you spend time in the glory, the more you'll realize, like when you start walking in the Spirit, like other spirits are there who are walking in darkness, and you just need to shine the light on them. And you don't hide the light. You just allow your light to shine. You are the light of the world, and a city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. It must shine. It must shine. It must shine into the whole world. You have to shine the light of Christ in you, the hope of glory. Can bring that hope and manifest it. And there'll be glory realms there. And that's where deliverance comes from. And then many people might say about you that no one's ever spoke like this man. Because you'll be speaking from a different dimension. And you don't take the glory. I myself, I don't want to know anything else but Jesus Christ and Him crucified and resurrected in glory. King of glory, fling wide you heavenly gates, and the King of glory will come in. He will come into your situations if you keep your heart wide open. You're not closing it off. You're not letting the dust of the earth cap up your well, but you're letting the well of salvation outpour Himself through your heart, through your mouth, through your words, through your mind, through your actions. Everything you do before Him. In Him we live, we move, we have our being. You let God have His way. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the way, and He is the truth, and He is the eternal life. His way is the only way. There is no other way to the Father, who is perfect, true reality, but through Christ Jesus Himself. Many try to enter in through other ways. Like some people think they take the word, the English word love. God is love. Listen, God is love. But they take the English word love, they remove God, they place themselves as God, and they use this English word as love. And then they say that love has no Christ. Revelation, read it. And I don't know, I meet all sorts of weird people. I love them all. I love all of humanity. I want everyone, animal, bird, human, man, woman, everyone to experience the peace of God that passes all understanding. I want everyone to experience the love of God. It's of God. It's God's love coursing through the very core of your being, transforming you, making you realize that, oh wow, apart from you, I'm nothing. But you in me and I in you, this is everything I was created for. To experience the love of God and to release the love of God through my heart, through my mouth, through my eyes, through my ears, through every part of my, every gate. God just flush through me. I just yield everything, my body, my soul, and my spirit to you. Have your way, Holy Spirit. All of you, none of me. I'm crucified with Christ. When the nails of Jesus, when the nails went through your hands and through your feet, I was pierced. I'm crucified with you. Nevertheless, I do live, and that life is your life in me. So fling wide you heavenly gates. Let the King of glory come in. He's going to heal the land. He's going to heal bodies. He's going to heal souls. He's going to heal those who are grieved in their spirit. He is the healer. He's the revival that everybody talks about, the coming revivals. It's just, you want revival? Release the reviver. Everywhere that the river went, it brought life and healing. Release the river of life. Be revived. Whoever's thirsty, let him come and drink. You know that the gospel is a drink. The cup of the new covenant, not the doctrine of the new covenant. Whoever's thirsty, let him come to me and drink, said Jesus. I believe it was John chapter 7. Let him come to me and drink. Drink Jesus. Drink His blood. Drink His life. Drink the life that He poured out for all mankind. Whoever's thirsty, let him come and drink. Life is in the blood. Eat His flesh. Eat the meat of the Lamb. Don't just drink baby milk. You gotta grow up your spirit, man. You gotta eat revelation. You gotta eat the Lamb yourself. You need to eat the manna come down from heaven to give life to the whole world. God so loved the world that He gave His only Son. And whoever believes in Him will not perish but have everlasting life. Why? Life, why? Because they'll be feasting on Him. He is our life. I am the way, the truth, the life. The more you feast on Him, the more that life enters you. And the more the life enters you, the more you need to open your first love gate and let the King of glory flow through you. You're a portal. You're a door for the King of glory to flow through. Enoch was taken with his body. God took Enoch, and Enoch was not, but we're still here. But we're still in Christ in heavenly places. But we're still on the earth. But we're still in the Father. But we're still in the natural realm. But whoever is born of the Spirit is Spirit. So we are Spirit, and we have these natural bodies to release what? It's a lot of glory, man. Thank you, Lord, for the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Let's read the Bible for a second here. I love the Bible. The Bible is an anchor for your soul, so you can just soar as deep into the heart of God as you can go. I've leaped literally through these words into heaven. And the fruit that changed my life, that changed everything, my mindset, the way I see people, the way I see reality, is the fruit of what I got out of that experience. I realized that I have to yield to God to let His unconditional love flow through me, because I cannot love unconditionally unless I allow Him to do it through me. I'll always put conditions on love. I'll try to do it in my own strength. And my strength is weak. It's pathetic. God is strong. God is infinite. When you allow God's infinite love and all that He is to flow through you, all things are possible. And well, let's just read this. I have those testimonies if you want to hear about a couple of my trips to heaven. In I have it like third heaven experiences. It's a couple of videos back in my YouTube thingy. And the only reason I put those up there is to encourage you. I'm not special. I'm not even in a ministry. I love Jesus. That's it. I'm your brother. I don't have a ministry. I don't have mantles. I don't have any of the stuff that you think that you need to have. All I have is Jesus. All I have is Holy Spirit. I have this King James Bible. I have a couple of other translations I like as well. I have the Passion Translation. All I have is Jesus. All I have is God in the Bible and His body. I'm part of the body, so I'm connected to the body of Christ. I'm not connected to a body of doctrines. I'm connected to the body of Christ, and Christ is Spirit. So whenever two or three are gathered in His name, which is in the Spirit, there He is manifesting His Spirit. Oh yeah, back to the cup. The cup of the new covenant is called the cup of the new covenant because you must drink Him. It's not the doctrine of the new covenant, because it's only when you drink Him that He comes into. You can talk about God and stuff like that, never ever experience Him. The Pharisees did that. And they denied Jesus right before their very eyes. He was the living Word. You gotta drink Him in. Drink His Spirit. Drink His life. Feast on Him. And just be transformed by the renewing of your mind through that union with Him. Yeah, drink the river of life. Drink the blood of Jesus. Be transformed from glory to glory. It's from glory to glory, not from doctrine to doctrine. It's glory to glory, which is an atmosphere and a realm of the goodness of God. Moses, show me your glory, God. God is like, my goodness will pass before you. The goodness of God is the glory of God. Let's read this. This is John chapter 17. These words spake Jesus, and lifted up His eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify Thy Son, that Thy Son also may glorify You. It's important. As Thou hast given Him power over all flesh, that He should give eternal life to as many as Thou hast given Him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. We gotta know the Father, we gotta know Jesus. Holy Spirit reveals Jesus to us, and Jesus reveals the Father to us. It is written that he reveals the Father to whomsoever he wills. I believe it's in the book of Revelation. The Son does. Verse 4. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. What's the work of God? If you want to work for God, the work of God is to go to Jesus. To go further back in the book of John, like to like chapter 7 and stuff. I think it's John 7. Holy Spirit. Just walking you more and more and more. Oh, wait. Let me read this one first. This is John 7. 37. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. You thirsty? You want the river of life flowing through you? Drink the river of life. It's through Christ. Enter through his wounds right into paradise. Dip your hand into the river of life and just, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I thirst for you. I hunger for you, and I thirst for you. He said, he that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. The more you drink him, the more the river of life will flow through you. What you take in is what comes out. You take in religious doctrines, you'll be religious and releasing death. If you feast on the knowledge of good and evil, you'll be releasing good and evil. But even the good and the knowledge of good and evil is still death because it doesn't have life in it. If you feast on life, which is God himself, on the way, the truth, and life, you'll release life through you. You'll be a life-giving spirit just like Jesus. Let's read that again. If any man thirst, let him come to me, says Jesus, and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Hallelujah. Let's find that part about working. Let's get to work. Hallelujah. I think basically he says that the work of God is to believe on him or something like that. Work of God, and what do you do when you believe on him? You're thirsty, you go and you drink him. You drink in his words. It's like Mary just sitting at his feet, just drinking in his words. Martha's freaking out, trying to like do all this stuff, working for Jesus. Mary was a better worker. She was just sitting at his feet, just drinking in his words, feasting in his presence. And Martha was busy and she was getting frustrated trying to work for Jesus. Jesus said that what Mary chose was the right thing and will not be taken away from her. You got to want to eat Jesus more than doing stuff for him. Many will say to me in the last day, remember Jesus said that in the Bible, that many will come to me and say, Lord, Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name? Didn't we cast out devils in your name and do many wonderful works? And then Jesus said, then I'll say to them, depart from me, you worker of iniquity, you doer of your own thing. A worker of iniquity is someone who does their own thing. They work iniquity. They probably had false motives. Depart from me, you worker of iniquity? It's like, I never knew you, he said. So it's not just about doing stuff for Jesus. It's about, does he know you? You might say you know Jesus, but does he know you? Does he know you like Adam knew his wife? Does he know you intimately? Or do you just know him on Sunday mornings? Or do you just know him through the Bible? Or you know the Bible, but you don't know him? There's a difference between knowing the Word of God and knowing the Word of God, the person. Because the Pharisees knew the Scriptures, they memorized them. But when the Word of God stood before them, they denied him. So I'd rather know the person. I may not fully understand the Scriptures, but I do my best to understand. But I want to know him. I read this every day. I meditate on it. I jump through the words into his arms. These words are a portal. He said, the Word of God is a door, right? Where does that door lead? Just walk through the Word of God, just right into the Father's arms, and just embrace your Father. And like, he's an open door. He's got his arms wide open. They were nailed that way. Walk right through him. That's how much he loves you. He stretched out his arms and he died in a hug position for you. That you would just come through him and just embrace him. If you're thirsty, drink. If you're hungry, he's your bread of life. If you want wisdom, he is the wisdom of God. Jesus, you know, it's somewhere in the Bible, I'm pretty sure, but I'm not a theologian. I've read it somewhere. I could probably find it for you to help that anchor for your soul to be strengthened a little bit. But I wanted to read about John and the Glory. I got a little bit distracted here from working. Well, you want to work for God? There's your job task. Go drink Jesus. Believe in him. Believe in the one whom he sent. And obey. There's a scripture. I love the book of John, man. You go back to, I think it's like 14. Jesus is saying, like, if you love me, you'll do what I say, or you do what I command. What is that? Let's read that too. Oh, Shaka, Holy Spirit. Love you, Lord. Is it number 10? Anyways, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And I used to think that was like a threat. If you love me, keep my commandments. But it was actually just, Jesus was always sharing revelation. The only way to keep God's commandments is to love him. You'll do it out of a motive of love, not fear. If you love me, you'll, like, it's like you'll easily keep the commandments of Jesus because you just love his commands. They wash you. They wash through you. His commands are spirit and life. And you're so in love with him, you'll just, every word, you're just listening and listening and listening. And you just want to obey more because there's so much glory and manifest when you obey. When you hear and you obey, it's always good fruit. And you bring lots of glory to God. And he's desirous that you bear much fruit. Much fruit of the Spirit, you know, Galatians 5. Okay, verse 4, back to John 17. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. What is the work of Jesus? To glorify the Father on the earth. To manifest his natures. To manifest his names. His nature. To manifest the Father. So that people will say, like, you know, if you see Jesus, you see the Father. He perfectly reflected the Father. Our job is to perfectly reflect Jesus by spending time with him, by drinking him, by feasting on him, and just letting him ooze through us. Hallelujah. Body of Christ. Christ is spirit. Christ is the anointing. Jesus Christ, body of Christ. He's the head. We're the body. We're one spirit. Yielded to the head. Now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. That's a lot of glory right there. Hallelujah. Wow, just see that. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. That's a lot of glory. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. You know, all those names that Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Tsidkenu, and all those names in the Old Testament, Jesus manifested all of those names to glorify the Father. I manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me. They have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them. Hallelujah. I receive every word that you speak to my spirit, God. I just receive it. Just water it now with the word of, by the Spirit, I mean, with the river of life. Water all those words that you've spoken to the whole body of Christ, God. Just let the living waters, just water those words. And every other word from the enemy, every spear of Saul, every other arrow of the fowler, let them now be burnt to a crisp in Jesus' name. They have no authority and no dominion over us. Only God, Jesus, and the Holy Ghost can live and dwell in this holy temple. Amen. And I have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. All and all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. I am glorified in them. He glorified the Father by manifesting his name, and now he says, I am glorified in them. He is glorified in us when we manifest the fruit of the Spirit, when we manifest Christ in us, the hope of glory. We give him all the glory when we manifest him. We manifest Jesus. We don't manifest our ministry. We don't manifest how good we are, our works. Because Jesus might even say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. Like all these works, casting out devils, healing, that's fine. Those are just like signs that follow those who believe. But we manifest him. That's our job. Letting Christ flow through you, the body of Christ. All the works and stuff, yeah, fine, let's do it. Like, pray for the sick. Yeah, let's get them healed. Let's cast out devils. I cast out devils, you know. I pray for the sick and they're healed. You know, but does he know me? Does Jesus know me? I want to give all of my heart to him as a love sacrifice, a love offering, all my heart, all my mind, all my being. I want to niyata him. I want to know him deeper than Adam knew his wife. Or child was born. All mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. Remember that scripture where Jesus got baptized, and some thought it was a voice of an angel, and blah blah blah, and the thunder or something like that. I can't remember right now. I'm not going to go there. I don't feel led to go down that trail. You have to watch the other video, I guess. And now I am no more in the world. But these are in the world. It's kind of like we're in the world for what reason? To glorify him. We're in this world to manifest Jesus. To manifest Christ. To manifest the Father. Now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father. Keep them through thine own name, those who thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. Christ is the glue that holds the whole body together. Red, yellow, black, and white, religious, righteous, wise and fools, Christ holds us all together. And he wants his spirit to flow through the entire body to make us all whole, so that the head can be attached to a healthy body. You know, the weaker can't say to the stronger, and the stronger to the weaker, that we have no need of you. We need the entire body healed up, saved, delivered, sozoed. We need the whole body in the glory. Hallelujah. Don't want to leave out a toenail, man. You know, what if we only have one foot? That's like a crippled body. We need the whole body, every toe, every hair, every part. Let's finish reading this. This is really good. Hallelujah. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thine own name those who thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. I mean, it's like just perfectly in harmony in spirit. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those who thou gavest me, I have kept. None of them is lost, but the son of perdition. That's Judas. And that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now I come to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. That they might have whose joy? Hallelujah. I speak in the world that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the word and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. He's talking about this present age that's in darkness. We're not of darkness, we're children of light. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Even as thou sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. For their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. That's where I wanted to talk. That's where I wanted to go. What's the purpose of the glory? That we may be one. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. There's so much in this verse. Wherever two or three are gathered in my midst, there am I in the midst of them. It's like when we're all, two or three of us are in Christ, there's a realm of glory that shows up that unifies our spirit in Christ's spirit. And we allow the Holy Spirit to flow and do whatsoever He wills, do whatever He wants. If He wants to heal someone, we follow the Spirit. If He wants to cast a devil out of someone, we follow the Spirit. Yeah, usually that takes the anointing. But the glory is like a different realm. It's like God shows up. You get out of the way and you allow Him to do what He wants to do. It's a realm. It's God. It's God. It's really strong in here. It's God in His realm. When the glory shows up, it's like, I remember just like quivering the first time I was exposed to the glory. I was so terrified. I tried to stop my knees from shaking. I was like, it was so holy. And it was like the power of the Lord was present to heal. The power of the Lord was present to even just annihilate anything of darkness. So I was like, I don't want to think anything unclean. I don't want to die. If I was to die here, would God even know that I died? There was power, so much power. I could just be obliterated like that. It's mercy and grace that I'm even still alive to stand in this kind of glory with my body. And I know that I'm a sinful man. I know my nature. Oh my gosh. I need Jesus. I need you to wash me. Please wash me. I'm like freaking out, you know? Because there's like so much holiness. Peter did it too. You know, Jesus cast out they were fishing all night, and then Jesus said, you know, cast out on the right side. to Peter, and like, Father, Jesus, we were fishing all night and we caught nothing, but nevertheless, at your word, we will let down the net. So he let down the net, and they caught so much fish that it scared Peter. He's like, depart from me, for I'm a wicked man. You realize in that presence of that holiness, when revelation hits you, the realm of God hits you, that God is real, you realize like, oh my gosh, I'm a wicked man, and I need you to cleanse me. I can't do it by myself. No matter how good I try to be on my own strength, it always falls short. I need you. But he was scared, like, depart from me. And then Jesus is like, fear not, like, from this day forth, you're going to catch men. What I'm showing you here in this realm that you're experiencing, it's like, that's going to catch men. It's the glory. The fear of the Lord. The true fear, the awe, the wonder, the, oh my gosh, you're real. That is what's going to catch men. It's the realm of the glory. And it's also what will bring true unity in the body of Christ. Because many people will fight the glory and they'll condemn themselves through their own words by condemning those who are walking in the glory. And they will fall away, they will die, they'll drop like Ananias and Sapphira. Don't fight, don't like, it's because you don't understand something. Don't speak against it as wicked and demonic. Get wisdom from God. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Walk in that fear. Walk in that wisdom. I mean, walk in the spirit of the fear of the Lord. It's of the Lord, you know. It's not fear from the Lord. That's demonic. It's the fear of the Lord. It's the reverence, the awe, it's the holy, it's the wonder. There's words can't explain it. They all fall short. But listen to this. The glory which thou gavest me, so whatever Jesus walked in, he's putting it on the entire body now. That glory realm where men can speak and just hold crowds for 3 days, where you can walk on water, where you can levitate into heaven, you can you know Jesus in the book of Acts, into a cloud, walking on water, walking through people who are going to throw you off the mountainside. It says, the Bible says that Jesus passed through them. Didn't say that they made a path for him. I've given them that they may be one, even as we are one. We're one in the glory. And Jesus has given us that glory. And the glory which thou hast gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. The same measure that the Father loves Jesus, he loves us. Isn't that wonderful? Doesn't it sound like blasphemy? It's in the Bible. Let's keep reading. Father, oh wait, here it is. It's the next verse. I in them, thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. The Father has loved us as he loves Jesus. What's that measure? Unconditional love. Infinite. You can't measure it. Go ahead, try. A lifetime. Everyone's like, take all the lives that I've ever lived on the earth and all the love that was experienced, hugging your pet, you know, a husband and wife, take all that love, just add it all up, put it on a scale, and then you take God's love that he loves just for Jesus, that scale would just, it would break. God's love would just, that human love is puny. It's like a facial hair floating in the universe, and the universe is God's love, and the facial hair is human love. That's the contrast of it. God's love is infinitely more, and that love can flow through your heart. So fling wide, you heavenly gates, and the King of Glory is going to come in, bring unity. It's going to bring that. They'll know us by our love, right? The world will know us by our love. What's going to cause that love to be unlocked in us is the glory. Where we're united in the glory. God is the glory, the goodness of God. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. So we sit with Christ in heavenly places. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me, and I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Christ in you, the hope of glory, bringing unity in the entire body of Christ, correcting the disorder of the world, releasing the King of Glory through your gates. Father, I thank you for your word today. I thank you that we have the opportunity to walk in your glory. I thank you that we have the opportunity to fling wide our hearts, our mouths, every part of us as we yield to you, that you can flow through these gates and fill the earth with the knowledge of the glory, with the glory realm. Fill the earth, God, with the glory. Fill our bodies with the glory, and fill the earth with the glory, the planet with the glory. Hallelujah, Shabbat. So, there's a lot of glory on the King of Glory. King of Glory. The same love that you have loved Jesus, you love me. I don't need the approval of man. I have the approval of God. I don't have to please man. God is already well pleased if I'm in the Son. I don't have to perform for God. He just wants me to go drink Jesus. If I want to work for God, this is the work of God, that you believe in the one whom he sent. If you're thirsty, come to me and drink. It's the cup of the new covenant, not the doctrine. Because the doctrine can't change you from glory to glory. It's the cup when you actually pick it up and drink him. Hope you're blessed in the gospel. Have a drink of Jesus. Be changed from glory to glory. And you'll manifest forth his story. We're done here. Hallelujah. We're just beginning.